You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. I don't know if you heard, but Hamilton is coming to Disney Plus on July 3rd. If that wasn't enough, it's with the original cast! Now, for starters, this is not a sponsored monologue at all. Although, Disney Plus or Lin-Manuel Miranda, I'm pretty sure we can, figure out a way to work together. But really, this is amazing and not a ploy to entice the incredible Lin-Manuel and Alex Lacamoire to appear as guests, although I would love to have them on. Hamilton received a lot of awards and a lot of hype, understandably. It was a revolutionary, pun intended, musical theater spectacle that had a side effect of introducing a lot of people to theater and teaching many, myself included, all about history. However, when the hype died down and the original cast moved on, it was still selling out, not just in New York City, but all over the country. This show is completely brilliant. The writing, the music, the staging, the orchestrations, the lighting. I'm so happy that's going to be available on Disney Plus. I was able to see the show on Broadway and was completely mesmerized. After the show, I was really fortunate enough to go backstage to meet the cast. Lin-Manuel was busy meeting David Letterman, so I unfortunately did not get to meet him. However, I was so intrigued by the set. I took in every aspect of the design I could. At the time, I loved Minecraft. I actually had a realm where I reconstructed sets of Broadway shows and tried to virtually reproduce them. The next day, I got to work designing my Minecraft Hamel stage. I incorporated every component that I could recall, including the turntables, which I used redstone clocks for. The next thing I knew, the server which I was doing it on closed my show because they said Hamilton was not a family-friendly show. First of all, this was a virtual recreation of the set. No show was actually put on. Secondly, it's now on Disney Plus. If Disney deems it appropriate for their channels, my 10-year-old vision replica of the set was certainly appropriate enough for the server. I'm just glad that all Disney Plus subscribers will have the opportunity to see this masterpiece. And of course, Lin-Manuel and Alex Lacamoire, you're always invited to come on the Early Night Show to share all of this with our viewers. I can dream, right? Alex Lacamoire not only music directed, arranged, and orchestrated Hamilton, he was also the music supervisor and orchestrated and arranged Dear Evan Hansen. My first guest has played my mom in the musical XY that we both originated parts in, and I think she would be an amazing Heidi Hansen in Dear Evan Hansen. You may have seen her playing Miss Honey in Matilda, or more recently on Broadway in Girl from North Country, among many other shows. I'm so happy to welcome Jen Blood to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Joshua.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. I know that you were just on Broadway in The Girl from North Country when Broadway was paused. What was your last day in the theater like?
It was crazy. I was getting really nervous, actually, for a few days leading up to that last day. I started walking in that Tuesday and Wednesday. We had just opened the Thursday before, and that Tuesday and Wednesday I started walking to avoid the subway from my house in Brooklyn. So that was really intense. It was about a 2.5 hour walk. And I was just hand sanitizing all over the theater, like a crazy person. And we actually had a couple of people who were not feeling so well. So that Wednesday, I think, is the night before, I think, is when the NBA canceled their season, right? And
I really wouldn't know because I don't do sports and I don't know. Like, I ask my mom, like, when I throw a basketball and it gets into the hoop, I'm like, is that a touchdown?
I feel you. I feel you. Me neither. I was just all over the news because I was so nervous. But I started having a feeling that we were going to be shut down for a little while. But that Thursday we had understudy rehearsal. I cover a couple of roles in the show, and they only called two of us in because a couple of people were feeling sick. So just two of us went in that day, and we were rehearsing. We were going through the show, and I had my hand sanitizer with me. Every time we took a break, every time I touched a prop, I was all hand sanitizer. And actually, two friends of mine had told me that morning that they had heard from people in the know that we were going to be shut down that day. And so an announcement was coming. So I was actually feeling a little calmer because I was so worried about it. Then when we got the call, maybe 2 hours into our rehearsal, an hour, something like that. And I couldn't believe that it was for 4 to 6 weeks, which is so funny looking back because now who knows how long it's going to be. But in my mind, I was like, oh, 2 weeks, we'll all feel so much better. We'll come back. It'll be fine. But yeah, so that was, everyone was very sad. I was a little relieved, but we grabbed our stuff and left the theater that day. They opened it. A lot of people didn't come in at all. So they opened the theater to stay open until 6 so that people could drop by and get their things. And it was sad. And it seems sadder looking back, actually, because it's so much longer than I thought. But
yeah. I had a similar situation with Trevor, and we were actually in rehearsals. We just came back from a lunch break, and we were running through we were going to do a put together of Act Two, mm-hmm. that would run the whole show, and yeah. We ended up. The director came and he said, "I just got off the phone from the producers, and this is just going to be we're going to have to take a little pause because of this outbreak." And it was, I mean, I guess it was sad because I Bravo was completely shut down.
Yeah.
But I can't wait for it to be safe for Broadway to be on pause. But I'm also so excited to be able to listen to a musical podcast that you're in. Can you tell us a little more about Little Did I Know?
Little Did I Know is a 9-episode podcast. It's a full musical. If it was on stage, it would probably be more like 4 hours. But we recorded this in October. It's based on a book, and it's about a group of friends, mainly one man who tries to revive this summer stock theater in the 70s. So it's set against the backdrop of, you know, people had just come back from Vietnam and people had lost friends and family in Vietnam. And it's in this beach town and it's got some great songs in it. It's really fun. It's written by Doug Besterman, Johanna Besterman, Marcy Heisler, Dean Pitchford, and Lou Aronica. And I play the stage manager in the group of friends, the practical activist stage manager. It's a supporting role, but it was so much fun to do. So different, you know, than acting for film or stage because no one can see your face at all. That's what was so surprising. I mean, it's not surprising, but being in the recording studio when they would give you notes that you just really needed to go over the top with that sound, you know, because mm-hmm. no one could see your face.
Yeah. Have there been any other projects that you've been able to work on from home?
Well, I have a 2.5-year-old, you know, and he keeps me very busy. But other than that, I've really just been trying to take the time to reconnect with the things that I love, to sing songs that I love. You know, I feel like when we're in the middle of things and the business is going, I'm so busy with the things coming in. It's not necessarily me choosing what I want to work on or look at or learn. So I've just been trying to do that and do some reading. And actually, one of the roles that I cover in Girl from the North Country plays drums, which was a surprise for me. Not really a surprise, but the extent to which she played drums was a surprise to me when I showed up on the first day of rehearsal. So I cover Luba Mason, who plays Mrs. Burke, and she is the only, there is no drummer in the band. So on four songs in the show, she plays the drums. In my mind, I knew that she played for one song, and I kind of thought there must be somebody else in the pit who is doubling her or something like that, because no one asked me at an audition or anything, have you ever played drums? To which I would have said, no. So I have some drum pads here now, and I am working on my drums. Hopefully by the time we go back, I'll be really confident. But it's really fun. They gave me drum lessons, and I just, there were a number of days we were in that studio at New 42, and I just feel like I looked like the least cool drummer ever, because I would just sit there with this delighted smile on my face, drumming, so thrilled that this is my job, that I get paid to learn to play the drums. It's cool.
That's so amazing. And oh, also I noticed that you do a dressing for dinner with your family. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it started as a way to make myself put on clothes that weren't pajamas and sweats, I think. So once a week we do a dress up dinner. I think the first one we had was ballroom and burgers, because I have a ballroom dress and I thought it would be fun to wear it, because I never wear it in real life, you know, and I thought burgers were a nice contrast. I made my husband and my son put on their tuxedos. My son has a tuxedo because my mom bought it for him, not even for a wedding, just to have. He barely fits into it, but he said when he put it on, am I getting married? So cute. And then we've had French fries and fringe. We had dancers on diets, where we ate carrots, and we really ate more than that, but I wore my tutu. This week was Met Gala camp in honor of the Met Gala challenge and last year's, and we were supposed to eat camp foods like canned beans and hot dogs, but my son is starting to resist the dress-up dinners, so we didn't quite make it for dinner, so we just had s'mores.
Oh, no! I mean, the s'mores is the good part.
Yeah, but, exactly.
But no!
Yeah, he's a tough model to control.
Oh, and do you want to sing for everyone?
Yeah!
Well, what would you like to sing today, and why?
I am going to sing So Big, So Small from Dear Evan Hansen. Because this is a song that I love and that I've been getting to work on a little during quarantine. It's a show I'd love to do someday. It's a show you would be great in someday.
You'd be incredible in that show.
Thanks, Joshua.
I think I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, let's do it.
It was a February day when your dad came by before going away. A U-Haul truck in the driveway. The day it was suddenly real. I told you not to come outside, but you saw that truck. You smiled so wide, a real live truck in your driveway. We let you sit behind the wheel. Goodbye, goodbye. Now it's just me and my little guy. And the house fell. So big, and I fell
different ways, and I did. And I do. And I will. But like that February day, I will take your hand, squeeze tightly, and say, there's not another truck in the driveway. Your mom isn't going anywhere. Your mom is staying right here. Your mom isn't going anywhere. Your mom is staying right here, no matter what.
So much, Jen. It's always wonderful to work with you, and just maybe one day we can both be in Evan Hansen together. Ah, more dreams. One song that I've always loved about finding dreams and yourself is The Rainbow Connection. To me, rainbows are always the gifts that comes after the storm. I hope that there are many rainbows that emerge for all of us soon after the storm of COVID-19. Here's a medley I arranged of some of my favorite rainbow songs.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know the wrong way to sleep.
Guest was in NYC pursuing her dreams in school until COVID-19. Her studies may have been paused, but her talent allows her to continue to shine. I'm so happy to welcome Ava Lochner to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Ava.
Hey, Josh. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm so happy to have you on as a guest. How's your experience been with managing school and the PAWS in New York City?
Well, going to an acting studio, doing acting classes over Zoom were kind of impossible. So other than voice and speech, I'm chilling from acting right now.
I know that you were actually in a bunch of musicals before you moved to New York City. Is there a favorite part that you've played in a show?
I think I would have to say Velma in Chicago. That was my most recent role and probably the most fun I've ever had.
Oh, I love Chicago. It's the first show I'll see when I'm back in New York City. Well, between that and Dear Evan Hansen and Jagged Little Pill and a bunch of other ones. I'll get to all of them.
No, me too.
Do you have a dream role in a musical?
I would have to say Elphaba in Wicked.
Oh, I love that show. What song will you be singing today and why you choose that song?
I'm going to be singing All Falls Down from Chaplin just because it's a pretty amazing female powerhouse of a song and super duper fun.
Oh, I love that song. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
I am too. Let's do it.
Hey there, Mr. Chaplin. You may think I'm rather small, 'cause the posh papers are falling at your feet. So go ahead and snub me, and don't return my call. And build your house on top of Easy Street. But what you gonna do when it all falls down? 'Cause I let a little rumor spread. What you gonna do if I change the name of the person sleeping in your bed? What you gonna do when I tell the tale that makes the country turn in its head? From just a little gossip and just a little lie, I'll simply say that little tramp was just a little spy. And what you gonna do when it all town. I'm gonna wipe the smile from that famous little clown. And what you gonna do when it all falls down? And all the king's horses and all the king's men could never put poor Charlie together again. And what you gonna do when it all
was so amazing, Ava, and I can't wait to see you back in New York City soon. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. Also, if you are or know of a student whose show was canceled because of COVID-19, there's a chance to sing on our show. Just send an email to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and include your name, social media handle, and a link to a video of you singing. We hope to show your talents off to the world. You can find The Early Night Show wherever podcasts are found and videos of our episodes on theearlynightshow.com. Thank you so much to today's guests, Jen Blood and Ava Lochner. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a
direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.